Welcome to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam of the Loyalty House International, a denomination originating from United Denomination of Lighthouse Group of Churches, UDOLGC. Called of God, he ministers under the anointing of his father, Bishop Dagiwood Mills. Bishop Sam is the resident pastor of the Abbey Branch in Dawenia, off the Dawenia-Afienya Link Road. He oversees many churches both in Ghana and abroad. May the power of God be activated in your life today as you listen to Active Word.
Welcome to Active Word, where the word is alive.
always planning, yeah. He's always having secret meeting. Stop Judas from pretending that he is loyal when he's actually disloyal. The faithful man. Church. Oh, 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 disloyalty.
Disloyalty. Deal with disloyalty.
Deal with it. All forms of disloyalty. You need to fight it.
Fight it. Fight disloyalty.
Yeah. Crush all the enemies of the church. Forsake you, behave like the prodigal son. The prodigal son, he left his father's house, he walked away and didn't even care. See, they walk away and they don't care. What effect it has on you? Song. Make up your mind not to be like that. So, disloyalty,
disloyalty,
deal with disloyalty, deal with all forms of disloyalty. You need to fight it,
fight it, fight disloyalty.
Crush all the enemies of the church. The church is by fighting for loyalty. You must teach the word of God. Yeah, do not take this message lightly. If you take this message lightly, you will only live it to regret it. Division and accusations, yeah. Confusion and distraction. A faithful man, a faithful man who can fight. Loyalty is important to fight all those who's for the church. Church, yeah, 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 disloyalty,
disloyalty,
deal with disloyalty, deal with all forms of disloyalty. You need to
fight it,
fight it,
fight disloyalty,
crush up all the enemies of the church, yeah, yeah, disloyalty,
disloyalty.
Of disloyalty, yeah.
Fight it,
fight it,
fight disloyalty.
Crush them all, the enemies of the church.
Hallelujah. The song is a message in itself, isn't it? How many of you want to see the church moving on? You have to fight all forms of disloyalty. They destroy the church. So that's a very powerful message. Everybody standing, let's pray. Everybody standing. Everybody standing. If you have legs, then stand on those legs before those legs become permanently Let's close our eyes. I wanted to pray for yourself. Say, Lord, today I've come to you. I've come before you. And I want you to speak to me. I want you to speak to my heart. May I never live the same as I came. Lord, let a word come to me. Speak a word. Speak a word. Speak a word to me, Lord. Speak a word to me, Lord. We need to hear from you, Lord. Speak a word to me, Lord. Let me not live here the same. There's a word for every problem. There's a word for everything you're going through. You need a word. Speak to me, Lord Jesus.
We need to hear from you.
Oh, yes, Lord. We need to hear from you.
We need a word from you. If you hear from you, then what will we do?
Just pray and ask God, speak a word to my heart.
Wanting you more each day to show us your perfect way. For there is
Lord, penetrate my heart. Dissolve every doubt in my heart.
That we can
may
live.
I receive your word,
we
Lord.
We need
today.
To hear from
speak
you.
A special word to me.
We need to
a special word from your throne. A special word from your spirit.
We need a word from you. And if we don't hear from you,
make it your prayer this afternoon.
What will we do?
Wanting to
will we do? Wanting you more.
Show us your perfect way from your
show
way.
Show us your perfect
oh, yes, Lord.
Way. Cause there is no other way that we can live.
Show us your perfect way, Lord. And let us see a word from your presence. Every heart here that is hardened, may your word soften it. Lord, may your word dissolve every doubt and clear our minds to receive your word. Your word that is able to give us life and make us move forward in life. Thank you that this is your word. It is the word of God. And it is to come. It has come to help us and to bless us in Jesus' name. Amen. Powerful. Let's take our seats. Well, today, for a very short time, I'm going to preach to you the word of God. I may not be able to finish today, but I will continue anytime the Lord wills. And then we are going to finish it. Amen. Anytime the Lord wills. But then I've titled the message, Why you must be a permanent member of the church. Why you must be a permanent member. Because it's a blessing to be permanent. Hallelujah. It is a blessing to be permanent. So it is important that you are permanent, and it's important that you know why you must be a permanent member of a church. Hallelujah. When I talk about a church, there are many churches, but one church. All churches are the church of Christ. Out of these many churches, God places you in one in a church. Just as there are many countries. And out of all these many countries, when you are filling your form and they say nationality, you don't say the world. You mention a particular nation, Ghanaian, isn't it? So when you are filling your form and the church is asked, you don't say the church, you say whatever church, Pentecost, Methodist, Loyalty House, Lighthouse, Mega Church, and every church you belong to, you must have a mind of permanence. Hallelujah. Because there's a reason why you should be a permanent member of the church. And you see through the Bible that God emphasizes when God told the angel of God to bring a message to the churches, you realize that he mentioned, say, to the church in this place. Because at that time, he was talking to a particular church in a locality. He didn't say to the church of the world. Do you get it? So you need to belong to a church and have a mind to be permanent in the church. Hallelujah. And this message is very important because many, many people in the church, many young people, young women in the church, are just facilitating from one church to the other. They are not permanent. They move from place to place. It is not a blessing. Hallelujah. And you don't see the hand of God in it. So you said the best type of member of a church is a permanent member. The best type of member is a permanent member. So decide to be a permanent member, especially because of the reasons I'll give to you. Amen. That you should be a permanent member. Now, who is a permanent member? A permanent member is unmovable. A permanent member is what? Unmovable. You can't move. He is what? Stable. A permanent member is unmovable. A permanent member is stable. And a permanent member is dependable throughout the years. Hallelujah. You can depend. Nothing moves a permanent member. And you can always depend on a permanent member. You see, the very important characteristic of a permanent member is the mind and the heart that says, I am here and I'm here forever. Hallelujah. It's what? Mind and the heart that says, I am here and I'm here forever. Do you know that there are many things that are fighting to take you out of the church? Out of the church means out of Christ. Out of the church means out of Christ. Because, see, people might think that we just go to church. But, you see, you don't just go to church. God leads you into a church. If you are obedient, you can be led also by any other things. Do you get it? So you should have a mind and a heart that I am here forever. Hallelujah. It's a mind that you should have. Hallelujah. I mean, yes. Do you know the Holy Spirit can also lead you away from church? If the Holy Spirit is leading you away from church, that one, there's nothing you can do about it. I doubt how many times the Holy Spirit leads people from a church. But apart from that, which he seldom does, when he leads you, we all know that he led you. But otherwise, I am here, and I'm here forever. And this is also the same thing we say in marriage. That also, this is the same thing we say, man, no good person. Do you get it? No good person will ever enter into marriage, and so I'm just here for a few years. I'm here for 5 years. I know a brother, he joined a church and he told his friends that I'm in this church for just 5 years. Do you get it? I'm in this church for just 5 years. You see, just as marriage, in a church, there's always something trying to drive you away for a reason that only the devil knows. I hope you know why. So you should have that mind that I am here forever. I'm in the marriage forever. Amen. Just as in marriage, in church, you may see things that might want to drive you away. Yes. When you are married, you can see other women, other girls. But you must make up your mind that I am in this forever, no matter what happens. No matter what happens, I am in this forever. Yeah. One man said, when I married my wife, she was slim. Over the years, she has grown fat. So she has outgrown my taste. Hey! You should tell yourself that whether the size changes or not, when you came here, you said, till death shall do us part. Not till slimness, till size 16, till size 40. It's till death. Amen. In church too, there are things that can change. There are times you can come to church, the pastor may say things that you'll not be happy. But actually, those things that doesn't make you happy are the things you should hear. Actually, or somebody will make you bored. Just like marriage, say, I am in it forever. Hallelujah. Because in marriage, things can come. Your husband's things can come. The other time, your wife's things can come. Do you get it? Things come and go. Amen. Now, one of the reasons why you should have a mind to be permanent, do you get it? You should have a mind to permanent is that if you're a member of a church, you have become a member of a family. If you are a member of a church, you have become a member of a family. Yeah. I mean, this church is a family. And every church, what makes the church grow, what makes disloyalty be dealt with, what makes people to be faithful, is to have a mind that the church is a family. I belong to a family. Hallelujah. Ephesians 3 verse 15 says, of whom, Ephesians 3 15, part of it says, of whom the whole family in heaven and in earth. Do you get it? The whole family. So you see that God sees the church as a family. The whole family. When I leave church and I meet another member of the Church of Pentecost, then we are going to the larger family. Do you get it? We're going to the larger family. So the church is made up of families, which makes up a large family. This nation is made up of families. And then after families, we come to what? Clans. Or whatever. After clans, we go to regions. Regions, then we come to Ghana. Hey. But we are all in a family. So, every church member, you see, you must make up your mind that you belong to a family. And how many of you know that in a family, there can be conflict? There can be conflicts in many families. How many of you have had understanding with your uncles before? How about your aunties? How about your brothers? Siblings? Everybody has had problems with a brother. But still, you belong to the family. So in the church as a family, you can have problems. How many of you have a brother of a family who traveled and never called you before and you are not too happy? It's the same when you're in church. Nobody may call you in church. And since I joined the church, no one has called me before. But your brother who has not called you before, he said your brother. You are always telling your brother, my brother is in Amsterdam. My brother is in Azerbaijan. You're always telling people that my brother is here. Do you get it? So this is one of the kinds of family. All of us together, we should know that a family is a lifelong commitment. Lifelong. You don't just, that's why sometimes I get so surprised when people can easily leave a family. Because when there's a conflict in a family, people are always trying to make sure that they talk together. Uncles talk together. Fathers talk to their sons. Sons talk to their brothers. We're always talking about the family being together. Are you getting me? And there are some families, they can never be together because of a land that the father left them that he didn't do a proper will. And so those families, they never do well. Are you here with me? So from today, as you have come to church, have a mind of permanence. Have a mind that I am a permanent member, just as Ernestina and Herbert are permanent in this marriage. If it doesn't work, then I will go for one of the maid of honor. Shakataya Zokes. God forbid. I don't think so at all. He has never thought of it. You see? So that's the same thing. You should never think of it. That you are going to, by the grace of God, it doesn't occur to me that I am going to leave my wife. Her things can come. My things don't usually come. But her things can come. You see? Her things can come. That's not mine at all. We are in this forever. Let the things come, let the things go. Oh, Reverend David. We are in it forever.
Often there are things come, but we are in it forever. Amen. It's a mind. Everybody say it's a mind. And it should be in your heart. Say amen. So you are a part of a family. Amen. Part of a family. You'll be blessed for having that mind. Every blessing on the family will come to you. You know, one of the blessings of this family, recently I received a call that go and build this for this reason, and within 3 weeks or so. And we went to build it. Within 3 weeks, we had built. Then I told myself, hey, building has become so common, so easy, so simple. Just because, look, may this anointing fall on you in the name of Jesus. May building be so common, so easy. Unless you don't see the land and you don't make up your mind, you are building. In Jesus' name, may young men and young women in this church not go on retirement before they build. May you not depend on your social security at 55 years or 65 years before you build. May you build and finish your building, stay in your building as a young person in the name of Jesus. Because it's a blessing on the family. Blessing. So blessings are on families. Amen. Blessings are on families. You will see that whatever it is, you go to school and you finish the school. Yeah. You finish and you have a good job. It's a family blessing. It's a family blessing. And we are flowing in it. Amen. So if you are not getting this type of blessings, ask yourself, have you properly joined the family? Have you properly joined the family? That's one question you should ask yourself. Amen. Are you with me? Now, another reason you should be a permanent member, or you must be a permanent member, is that you must see yourself as part of a building. You must see yourself as what? As what? Part of a building. 1 Corinthians 3:9. For we are laborers together with God. You are God's husbandry. You are God's building. Hallelujah. So God sees you as a building. And the Bible clearly teaches that God is building a church. So you are part of something that God is building. Amen. And when you look at this building, you will see that the blocks in this building are permanent features of this building. There are blocks in this building. Iron rods in this building. Cement in this building. Sand in this building. Water in this building. Stones in this building. Light in this building. They are permanent in the building. Columns and beams. In doors, they are all part of the building. You must see yourself that you are part of the building. And your importance is that if we should take one column of this place, of this building, you would see what will happen in this building. Engineers will come and issue a warning that nobody should enter this building. Yes. And for some of you in the realm of the spirit, you are pillars of a building that God is building. You are pillars. You are the beam that a truss, you see, the trusses are metals. If one of them falls like this, it will not be easy. And may God forbid that one will ever fall. You see, so for all you know, a beam is lying on you as you are a pillar in the church. Then suddenly you decide to take yourself out of the building because someone has hurt you. Because someone said something you didn't like. Because you see, because you are selfish. When someone offended you, you thought only of you. I am offended. You didn't think that if I leave, the column will fall on all these people. The beam will kill more people than me, my offense that I'm thinking about. Me, my offense that I'm thinking about. You know them are the others. The others. who will be affected by your living. Because as you have been here for some time, God has made you a part of this wonderful structure. Yes. He's made you a part of this wonderful structure. Look at Yolanda and friends. Who says, Oba Wobie? Oba Wobie? Oba. You see, all this Oba Wobie you are saying, God has made you one of the important features of this building. So one day, if you decide I'm leaving the church, because somebody says I talk too much, somebody says we shout too much, and because of them, Bishop didn't stop preaching early. Even when he was trying to finish, then they would say, Oba will be an Bishop will start. This will put there, I'm a fool. How do you say, am I a fool? Oh, where will I? Ah, okay. Ah, okay. Mubu a fool. Oh, I'm a fool. I'm a fool. I'm angry. You see, when you are serving God, don't think only of you. Because you see, many things depend on you. That's why love is not selfish. Think of the others. Because anytime somebody has left a building, he has left a distraction in his or her trail. It has affected few people, some people. Depending on how you are part of the building. Amen. And you should also be, you should not be happy if God has not made you part of the building. It's because I'll talk about you. Because if you are wrong, you have not really found yourself as part of the building, you are in danger. Are you here with me? So from today, see yourself as part of the building. Look, you may not be doing anything, you may just be decoration, but you see, the decorations are also important. Yes, the decorations are necessary. And me, even when I'm in the church, or no one recognizes me. Look, let this light go off. We'll still have service. But we also want them to be there. So you see that even you who is not really integrated, you are still part of the decorations. But may you move from decoration to become permanent part of the structure. Amen. So you are part of a building. And nobody wants that. Imagine you went home today and your house, 3 blocks have been removed. How would you feel? And always Satan is removing blocks from the church. Tell yourself that I'm a block that can never be moved. And I will never move. You see, when you say it, you are fighting the devil. So say it. Look at your friend. If your friend doesn't say you, there's a problem with you. Say, I am part of a block. I am a block in this building. I am a pillar in this building. I will never move. Maybe you belong to the Pentecost. You belong to Assemblies of God, you belong to Methodists, that you must be part. Concrete. You must be a concrete part of the building. Hey! You cannot be moved. Amen. Hallelujah. Another reason why you should be a permanent member is that you are part of a garden. Garden. Hey! I see your beautiful house and your beautiful garden. In your house, that you go and relax and put garden tree over your head and relax. And your children be running to mommy, and your grandchildren be running to grandma in your garden. Hey, a garden is a beautiful thing. Hallelujah. And you are part of a garden. People should look at the church and see beauty. When they come to church, they should see beautiful things. Somebody came to church, I was so amazed the way the choristers were singing, the way the worship team was singing, the way they were going. I was amazed and I liked it. He said, I've never seen this before. Beautiful garden. Hallelujah. Hey, and when you have a garden, then we have beautiful flowers in the garden. Then when the brothers want flowers, Kabasakataye, the brothers can have beautiful roses in the garden. Hey, sun The brothers will get sunflower in the garden. You see, today, Herbert says, my sunflower. Hey, may there be sunflowers in the name of Jesus. Some of you, up to now, every time you have become neem tree. Neem tree. But before neem tree, it should be a flower. So all neem trees in the garden are becoming flowers in Jesus' name. You know, flowers attract insects, butterflies. May the flowers in this church attract handsome, spirit-filled butterflies of men into your life. Men who will not come and deceive you, who will propose to you and then take you to their mosquito nets after they have said their vows. In Jesus' name, Isaiah 5:5. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 5. He said, and now go to, I will tell you what I will do to my vineyard or vineyard. Garden, that's the same as garden. I will take away the hedge thereof, and it shall be eaten up. And it shall break the wall thereof, and it shall be trodden. Now this one, he was punishing the garden because of something they have done. Do you get it? But otherwise, this is a garden. God sees the church as his vineyard and his garden. And say, I will take away the hedge. Which means that as long as you are in the garden, it's a proper garden, there is a hedge. There is protection. You cannot be eaten off. Amen. You cannot be eaten off. You know, every woman has something we call the flower of your age. When you are in the flower of your age, you see that men come to you like that. You attract guys. You attract guys. Please, don't abuse the season of the flower of your age. Don't abuse it. Because you, when the brothers come and they come, you start going, hey, these brothers, they are coming. I don't mind anybody. The other day, Billy J came. Kobe J has come. Eh? Preach. Lawrence is coming. James Bond is coming. I don't mind anybody. You be there. One day, that time will pass. Time down. One day you'll be there. Nobody will come. Now you see some old man coming like this. Even old men, they won't come. That is when you will see. So manage the flower of your age well. Manage it well. Do you get it? Manage it well. When they come, some of you, those who have come and gone, if only you have spoken to a counselor, you would have grabbed around by now. You do, I do. Your children are running around. Hey! So you are part of a garden. And you blossom in Jesus' name. A garden is not moved from place to place. You are not an artificial garden. You know, these flowers, the artificial flowers, we can move them anywhere. And they won't die. You are not an artificial garden. If you move you right now, you will die. Amen. So planting and replanting will kill the plant. So you are part of a garden. And all God's gardens, he has made a hedge around them. And every day, an angel comes to water the garden and remove weeds from the garden like that. May angels remove weeds from your life. And water. May you be watered in Jesus' name. Hey, a garden that is watered is always beautiful. Always attractive. Amen. You always want to go and relax in the garden. Some of you wives, if you have made yourself gardens, your husbands will come and relax at home. You were a garden, you were a sunflower during the wedding. But after the wedding, you became a baobab tree. Hey! Nothing moves you. Your husband will come home, Olaf. Your nothing. No beauty at home. So your husband doesn't want to come home. Hey! But gardens, they are attractive. And when you are beloved, you look like a... Many wives, when they are beloved, they are like gardens. When they finish marrying, hey, don't do a forest grandpa, no. Hey! Shaka tayandeses. Okay, now that is a garden. But it's important also that you see yourself as part of a tree. Hey! You must be a permanent member of a church because a tree also has its part. You see, we have trees we are planting. It's taking time for the trees to come. When the trees come, how we shall go for shade, how we shall go for air. You see, so you're also part of a tree. John 15:5. I'm going to close right now, don't worry. What's the time? John 15:5. You have your, if you want me to wait, you have your song you sing, that one, then I'll know that Oba will be here. John 15:5. Say, I am the branch. You are what? The branches. He that abideth in me and I in him. The same bringeth forth much fruit. Hey, for without me, you can do nothing. The same. You see, so Jesus is the stem, and we are part of that tree. He is the vine, we are the branches. He is the vine, we are the branches. So we are part of the tree. And if you look at the world, we have trees. We don't have one tree, we have trees. Do you get it? Now, this is a tree. And you, percentile leader, you're all part of a tree. And listen, say, you can do nothing.
Hallelujah.
You can do nothing without me. You see, if you attach yourself to the tree, you get the necessary nutrients. Necessary nutrients that you need to be fruitful. So if you want to be fruitful, attach yourself. See, what is God building here on earth? God is building roads. Is God building roads?
No.
Are you sure? Okay, God is building skyscrapers.
No.
God is building houses.
No.
What is God building?
He
said, I built my church. Amen. Those who are supposed to build roads, they are there. We voted for them to build roads. And we give them taxes to build roads. Do you get it? So they are there. And God is building his church. Amen. And therefore, be part properly. Even political parties, if you are not properly in it, when they win power, they don't give you post.
Yeah.
They don't mind you. Sure. They know those who contribute to make posters.
That's right.
Those who, so you be there, so... Oh, baby. You'll be there. When they finish, like most of us, you went to vote.
Yes.
Have they called you for even a... even meeting. They know. Even an area representative. But we all went to vote. Because we are not part of the political party. We are not part. Do you get it? I don't know about you, but I'm not part of a political party. A voter is not a political party member. Those who are part, they sell their houses. They go for loans to invest in the parties. So when the party wins power, hey, okay. The Esekuma to Bandai Road, they will look for you and give it to you so that the money you spent
You get it back, and the road you build within 2 years is spot. There's a road just in Saki areas there. Just last 2 years, the road was like tiles. After 2 years, hey, if you pass on that road and you don't take Panadol, then you now you are Rambo. I said, hey. Then I said, the contractor took his part. The party financier took his part. And the rest was given to the man to dress the road, not to do the road, to dress the road. Hey! But I was talking about trees. We are part of a tree. And look, as long as you are part of a tree and you are part of the branches, do you get it? Everything that the tree supplies, you will get it.
Amen!
Amen. You will get it. You look, there is no blessing upon the tree that you will not get it. So, be a branch properly. Some of you are trees. Even the initial tree-ish of being a leaf, of just writing your name in the church's register as a member, even that one you haven't done. You have not written your name. Just to walk to the back to write your name. When we close, no, me in car with my car, me dem car chair me onto me car ko tell me come, me dem car mu say condition, you ko tell why she she she. You bet same one hour no be am by. Hmm? And to we say we a tree, your tree properly. Join to the tree. Amen. Cuz we have you ever seen a branch moving away from a tree? Unless you are chopping it for charcoal. Amen. The devil not make any of you to become charcoal.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
And I'm telling this thing that people think, oh, there are many churches. There are many churches, but there's a family God has given to you.
Amen.
Don't just move from church to church. There are many churches. Yeah, there are many men, but there's a man God will give to you.
Amen.
Mm. If you have that mind, you jump from man to man, woman to woman, because you don't have the mind of permanence. Finally, finally, Psalm 92, verse 13. Psalm 92, verse 13. What a church. It's part of a family. Your matter is my matter. Your matter is my matter. My matter should be your matter. Yeah. If I don't see you in church, I should know that an important person of the building is not in church. You may not see how important the person is. But for all you know, the person is the gate of the building.
That's right.
So if you allow the person to just leave, and those of you are members who have just left, you better go and look for them. You are bringing problems to the building. Cracks in the building. Psalm 92 verse 13. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall what?
Flourish.
Shall what?
Flourish.
Shall flourish. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And plant and trees are what? Planted. Plant and trees are planted. And those be planted shall flourish. They shall flourish in the courts of our God. Not outside. Hallelujah. So plant yourself properly. Permanent members flourish. And I've seen some people who have been permanent for years. Some were born into the church. Some joined the church many years ago. And as they have been in the church, I've looked at them and they are just flourishing. They are just doing well. Hallelujah. Recently, I went for a convention in one of our branches. And I told them, when the church started, many of the ladies, when you see them, oh, look, they walk by heart. They talk
no graciousness.
They dress anyhow. When you see their wig, you will think that is basket that they weave upon their head. There's a middle skin in something. The one that they cut the head and the Medusa, head of Medusa. You see, this is like the head of Medusa, they are awake. Just like that. When I went this time and I saw them, hey,
singing, moving their bodies, leading worship. I say, hey! See what the Lord has done. They are flourishing. Flourishing. So you too, stay in one place and flourish. Yeah. Flourish. Flourish with grace. Amen. Stay. When you stay, you flourish. You flourish in businesses.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Haven't you seen even how people have entered into schools because they have stayed around? I know so many people who would not have gone to university, but as they stayed around, where's Dr. J? I remember one day Dr. J gave me an advice. He is the head of, dean of one of the faculties in one of the universities. Then he gave me advice that if somebody doesn't have math and the person does A, B, and code this A, the person can go to university and this. I say, hey, oh, I heard this some time ago. Ever since then, math has not been a problem again in the church. No, it has not been a problem again in the church. Because, you see, when you stay, you are known. And then you flourish. I've known people that I've called them. I've told them, I say, you, look after this person in university till he finishes or she finishes. Yeah. It's not by Holy Ghost. As I closed my eyes, I saw somebody wearing yellow, which is good. And then, from now on, you are going to be looked after in the university chair. Permanent people are the people who receive such blessings. Hey, I will ask the Holy Spirit, please. Who is the yellow one? I said, let the yellow one take his time. Amen. So you flourish. Your marriage, people will know you. You get it. And they will say things about you. They will recommend you. Recently, I was somewhere, and a brother was telling me about Beloved. As the brother was talking to me, I took a phone. And I called one of the daughters of the house. As we were talking, I call one of the daughters of the house. I say, yeah, A, B, C, D, da, 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 da. So, okay. I say, wow.
One of the trees.
One of the branches. And the brother said, whatever you say. I say, wow, may your name come to somebody's mind because of your permanence in Jesus' name. Amen. So be permanent. This is the reason why. So this type of coming to church today, tomorrow you are not today. Permanent means write your name. Join a ministry. Be active. Be active. Some of you, when you have weddings, nobody buys even a cup for you. Even a teacup. Even a watch. Or glass. Or clock. Because you are not joined to any ministry. So then I realized that those who are like Herbert, when they get married, because they are stable, even without the church taking offering for them, stable members where they belong, they themselves will bless them. Will bless them. It's as simple as that. Will bless them. So the people in your ministry are looking at you. Whether you are a tree, you are a flower, you are a building, or you are a leaf. You know the leaves, they fall in seasons. When your turn comes, you are not a member. You go and come like that. No. Amen. So how many of you are going to be permanent members of the church? You see, when you are permanent and the pastor is even praying, the pastor pray. He's in coming and praying. I pray for permanent members of the church. Say, God, pray everybody whom you have given to us. Because God gives people. God gives people whom you have given to us as a family. Bless. Amen. Establish. Amen. Amen. So from today, make yourself a permanent member.
Yes.
Make yourself a tree. Make yourself a garden. All the blessings will fall on you. The family blessings.
Amen.
The family blessings.
Amen.
May the family blessings of good jobs. These days, I just need to tune onto a radio station or television. I'll see one of my trees granting interviews, talking. I see them like that. I say, wow. Meanwhile, these trees, they were here. They were all here. We're all here walking up and down. This, but they have become big trees. I see them commenting on the budget, commenting on this, commenting on that. I say, wow. Wow. It's the same blessing in the house. May you be part of that blessing. You see, there's a certain blessing of the house. I want you to come on. You don't know what blessing it is. International blessing. You know, every corner you go in this world, you see lighthouse. May you receive an international blessing. Your business must go international. In the name of Jesus. Your holidays must go international. In the name of Jesus. You see, some things, when you are attached to it, they come naturally to you. Planted by the rivers of waters, that beareth its fruit in season. You see, when you are planting in it, it comes naturally. You don't struggle. You don't struggle. It just comes. Do you get it? May the blessing that doesn't make you struggle, which is upon this house, may it flow effortlessly into your life as you decide yourself to be a permanent member of the church, of this family, in Jesus' name. Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus. Wow. Wow. Take your seat. Permanent member of the church. Since I got born again, I've never moved from church, any church to any church. The church I joined first in Takoradi, when I left, I asked my pastor, what church should I join? And my pastor said, come and join Lighthouse those days, 1980 something. And I joined Lighthouse. That's it. I've not moved anywhere. I've been here. Nowhere else. Amen. You should have the same mind. And every day, unless I'm sick, even when I'm sick, I want to come to church. Because that's where I'll be healed. Amen. My tithe comes to the church. Amen. Wonderful. So, are you going to be permanent members?
Yes.
Receive the blessing of permanence.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Wonderful. Now, permanent members give tithe.
Yes.
We want to take our tithe and our first and best this morning, this afternoon. If you are a permanent member, you will give. You will give. You will give. How many of you have... how many of you live in your own houses? You built your own house, you live in it. You built your own house, you live in it. How many of you live in rented houses? Haven't you seen that if you are buying something on your own house, if you are painting your own house, you are changing the gate and things, haven't you seen that it's not a problem? But if you are in somebody's house and you are investing in the house, you don't even know when the man will tell them, I'm increasing the rent. You wait when you finish painting the house, say, next year I'm increasing the rent. Hey! Which means that if you belong to something, you don't feel anything given to it. Because it's your house. If you contribute to your house, it's your house. Amen. But may you all build your house and live in your own homes in Jesus' name. Amen.
God bless you for listening to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam. For copies of today's message or any other message by Bishop Sam, please contact us on 0277-533-108 or visit us at Loyalty House International, Abay, Dawenia. You can also send Bishop Sam an email at pastorishmael@yahoo.com. For prayer and counseling, you can contact us on 0277-533-108. You can also worship with us every Sunday in our powerful gathering service at 10 a.m. at the Loyalty House International, Abay, Dawenia. God bless you.